From Dorothy, it is April 5th, 2026, 12 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump threatens to escalate strikes on Iran and bring the nation back to the Stone Ages. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday declaring the United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He warned of further attacks if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead stoked global market volatility. Trump asserted that the United States has beaten Iran's military capabilities following a month-long campaign of joint airstrikes. He threatened to target Iranian bridges and electric power plants, citing recent progress on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. The address drew sharp criticism from international allies for its lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame. Trump dismissed concerns about Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, urging nations to take control themselves. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply.
Oil prices jump as markets react to President Trump's threat of continued war in the Middle East. Global markets reacted with immediate volatility following President Trump's address on Wednesday night. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the vital shipping lane themselves. This comment prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries on Thursday to discuss reopening the waterway. The speech also highlighted a divergence between United States and Israeli war aims, while reports indicate Iran continues to fire missiles at Gulf states. Iranian officials dismissed Trump's claims of victory, stating that key military production sites remain intact. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month.
Legal scholars express concern over President Trump's threats to target civilian infrastructure in Iran. The president's comments came as oil prices surged and United States stocks tumbled, reacting to the lack of clarity regarding the war's conclusion. The address was met with widespread bewilderment from international observers, domestic political opponents, and even some within the Republican Party. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month. His threats to target civilian infrastructure have raised concerns among international law experts regarding potential war crimes. More than 100 United States-based legal scholars signed an open letter expressing deep alarm over the escalation. The president dismissed concerns about Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, urging nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and replaces her with Acting AG Todd Blanche. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday the dismissal of Attorney General Pam Bondi, replacing her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in an acting capacity. In a statement on Truth Social, President Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend and great American patriot. However, multiple sources indicate the firing stemmed from mounting frustration regarding Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation files. Reports suggest Trump grew increasingly dissatisfied with her failure to secure prosecutions against the president's political enemies. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense attorney during the former president's hush money trial in New York. Blanche has expressed a desire to distance the Department of Justice from the Epstein files controversy.
Todd Blanche named acting attorney general amid controversy over the handling of Epstein investigation files. President Donald Trump fired Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday, ending her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend and claimed she had overseen a massive crackdown on crime. However, multiple sources indicate the decision was driven by mounting frustration over Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation files. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense lawyer during the president's hush money trial in New York. Blanche stated he had never heard Trump say that Bondi's dismissal was related to the Epstein files.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.